Today we're doing the Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah, Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, well, it's unclear what the Mishnah says right off the bat, because there's a Girsa issue over here. In parentheses, Homri Verchucha Tovim Arizu Darcheminus, that it's not right to say that the good should bless you. But, says the Mishnah further, Over Levnei Hateva Vita'a, if a person was leading the Tefillah and he made a mistake, Ya'avar acher tachtav, we get someone else to take over for him. Veloye sarvan ba'os hasha'a, that is a bad time to play the humble game. Like, oh no, I don't know if I should daven. You know, that's not the time to turn it down. Mehechanu maskil, where should you start from when you daven if you're taking over for a guy who made a mistake? Mitchilas habracha sheta'a zeh or sheta'a ba, from the beginning of the bracha that the other guy made a mistake in. You don't pick up halfway in the middle of the bracha. You start from the beginning of the bracha. Why do you start from the beginning of the bracha? So this is the whole discussion of, does Shamei HaKohanah work from two different people in the same bracha? Can you have Shamei HaKohanah and a half of and have a tag team with Shamei HaKohanah? So apparently seems what? Right. So it all goes back to the chakira, right? The Shemei HaKohanah. Good. However, me'atevel lo yana amein achar hakohanim me'atiruf. If someone is davening for the Amid, he should not answer amein after the kohanim, because that will confuse him if he answers amein to the kohanim. The im ein shom kohen elohu, and if he is the only kohen, lo yises kapov, so you skip birchas kohanim. He should not do birchas kohanim. V'im avtachasu shu noses kapov v'chazal tzvasa rashai. But if he knows that he'll be able to manage it, then it's okay. So this is a major topic. Let's say you have a kohen who is leading the tefillah for a tefillah's geshem, let's say. So any musaf on Sholosh Regalim. So would you say that he should, what should he do? Should you just not allow him to daven musaf, to lead the tefillah for musaf? Should you allow him and tell him just sit there quietly? Should you allow him to do chum? Because nowadays everyone's going to be able to be confident that they'll be able to do chazal tefillah because they have a sitter. It's not about getting confused. You should be able to look and consider. This is a major discussion in Poskim, Machlokas, Ade Yom Hazeh. If you look at Tosos, Loyana Amen, Achar Akonim, Ibnei Atiruf, says Tosos Tema, typically the Mafsik Tzvila Mona Amen. Isn't there a more fundamental reason why you should not answer Amen when you're the Shleach Tzibur? You're being Mafsik in the middle of the Tzvila. Says Tosos, Yeshla Merach Shalomar, Haytai, Mashma, Mina, Dani, Yas Amen, Lochash, Vlev Saka, Merach Shetorach Tzvila, so you see from here that it must be that answering Amen is not considered a Hafsik. Av likros kohanim leduchan, but to call kohanim up to the duchan, to say kohanim, Omer Rabbeinu Tam she'ein shat yochel lekorim duchashav hafsaka letfila im korim. The shliach tzibur should not be the one to call out the word kohanim, because that is a hefsik, says Rabbeinu Tam, in middle of his tefila. Rather, ela echad mimnei hakal korim, get someone else from the kehila to call out kohanim. I frak Tosfos, but in Sota Daf Lamed Ches, where we talk about Birchas Kohanim a little bit, it tells us L'shnayim Korei Kohanim, that when there are two people that are going up, two or more Kohanim that are going up, you call out Kohanim. It's Machlokas over there. If there's one person, only one Kohen, do you call out Kohen or do you call out nothing? But you don't call Kohanim, would be inaccurate if there's only one person. So doesn't that imply that the Shliach Tzibur is the one that's calling out Kohanim? Says no, lava Shliach Tzibur kai Allah Chazan. That's not the Shliach Tzibur, that's the Chazan. What? Wait, in our language, isn't that the same person? So no, yeah, in our language it is, but what do Tosfos mean by that? Who's the Chazan in Tosfos? The Gabai. It doesn't mean the Shliach Tzibur. Shliach Tzibur and the Chazan are in fact different people. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's see. Brisa. Tan Rabbanan. Generally speaking, if someone asks you to lead the tefillah, to daven far an amud, that's people mispronounce it, they say daven for an amud. There is no such thing in English of davening for the amud. Far means in front of, I think, in Yiddish. So it's daven far an amud. So that's what someone told me when I said for an amud on a shir, and he emailed me all angry that I got that wrong. So if a person is davening far an amud, so he has to be misariv first. He has to say no thank you first. V'imenu misariv, and if he just jumps right up, oh yay, I get to daven, then domo l'tavshil shein b'melech. He's like a dish that doesn't have any salt in it, meaning it's It's not something's not right about him. Something's a little off. V'misariv yoser midai, dom l'tav shel shekdichasa melech. And if he keeps saying no and he makes them beg, then he is like a dish that is oversalted. Kate said also. So what is the appropriate behavior? How does one balance this? Pamri shoni yisariv. The first time, say no thanks. Shnia mahaviv. Second time, say, well, can you find someone else? Shlish is posh is raglav yorid. By the third time they ask, just go and do it. Don't make them beg. So, oh, we should do some main points up here. I got like several of them. If someone made a mistake in davening, we replace him, and he should start from the beginning of that bracha without hesitation. So we replace a shlich tzibur who made a mistake. He starts at the beginning of that bracha without any hesitation. Next, the shlich tzibur shouldn't answer or duchen unless he knows that he won't get confused. And next, a person who's misariv a little is ideal, but not too much. By the third time, he should be davening. Okay, Tan Rabban, Shlosha Ruban Kashu Miutan Yafa. There are three things that having too much of it is a bad thing, but a small amount, moderate amounts of it, are a good thing. Ve'eluhain Saor Umelach Visarvanus. They are yeast, salt, and hesitating to daven to be the shliach tzibur. So the first two are ingredients in foods, and the third one is a person's personal traits and how he behaves. But certainly in foods, we understand a little bit of salt is good. No salt is bland. Too much salt destroys the whole thing. Amar Avuna, Ta'a b'sholosh rishonos chozel l'rosh. If a person makes a mistake in the first three brachos, he has to go back and repeat and start from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Be'em tsa'i'os, if he makes a mistake somewhere in the middle brachos, chozel ha'tachonin, go back ta'atachonin. Ba'achronos, chozel avoda. And if he makes a bracha anywhere in the last three brachos, go back to that set. Rav Asi Amar em tsa'i'os ein lehen seder. Rav Asi disagrees and he says the middle ones ein lehen seder. The question is, what does that mean? So Rashi says it means if you skipped one of the middle brachos and then you realize that you skipped it, just say it wherever you are, and that's fine. So you realize after V'lam al-Shinim that you forgot Slach Lanu, so say Slach Lanu at that point and then just keep on carrying on. So that's perfectly fine. That's Eim Lahen Seder. However, Tosos quotes that from Rashi and he says V'lo Nihira in the fifth line, wide line of Tosos. Tatznan b'megillah koryas ha-megillah l'mafreya lo yatsa. B'tanya v'chein b'hal v'chein b'kriyashma v'chein b'tfilah. That just like reading the Megillah out of order is lo yatsa, by tefillah it's also lo yatsa. And therefore, says Tosos, I think the Rashbam and the Rif are correct. De'in lan seder tekamer ha'inu she'yaschu b'makom she'dilei kabracha u'misham ve'eluch yomra kol ala seder. Avvade lo yaschu ba'tachonu k'mo b'gimel rishon z'gimel achron sh'chozol rosh. All it's saying is, you don't go back to the beginning of that set of brachos. In the first three, you made a mistake, you go back to the beginning. Last three, you made a mistake. In any of the last three, you go back to the beginning of that set of those last three, tavoda. But you make a mistake anywhere in the middle, just go back to where you made the mistake, the bracha that you made the mistake. That's what it means, Ein Lan Seder. But not that you could just jumble them out of order. No, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah knew what they were doing when they were misaking them dafka in this order. And by the way, who do we paskin like? So Tosus writes, Bahag Pasak Ravasi, that Bahag Paskins are Kravasi, that Ein Lahin Seder, because for a number of reasons. First of all, he says Rav Huna was a Talmud in comparison to Ravasi. We have all the time Amar Rav Huna Amar Ravasi. And also, it would require a major ukimta in the Mishnah to paskin like Rav Huna, and Ravasi Rav Sheshas follow the same shita, so there's a lot of, and it's a drabanan, and by drabanans we go with the makil, so lots of reasons, Tosos says, I have to want to suggest to paskin like Rav Asi. Says the Gemara further, Mas Rav Sheshas, Meichan Uchazer, Mitchilis HaBracha Shetazah. Our Mishnah says, where does the second guy take over? Wherever the first guy made a mistake. Tiyufta Rav Huna, isn't that against Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna said, what did Rav Huna say? That if you make a mistake in the middle ones, you go back to Atachonein, not to wherever the guy made the mistake. So Rav Huna says, that's what it means. The where the guy made a mistake means to that section that the guy made a mistake in. all the middle 12 brachas of Shmona Esrei are all one big bracha as far as this is concerned. Going back to where you made a mistake means go back to the middle section of Shmona Esrei as opposed to the first section. Amar Rav Yehuda. The Olam, actually that's before we do Amar Rav Yehuda. If a person makes a main point, if a person makes a mistake in Shmona Esrei, he goes back to the beginning of that section. But it's machlokas if he made a mistake in the middle part of Shmona Esrei. Amar Rav Yehuda. The Olam al Yishal Adam Tzrachav B'Shalosh Rishonos. One should not ask for his personal requests in the first three brachos, V'lo B'Shalosh Achronos, nor in the last three brachos. Tosos points out, that's if you're a Yachid. But a Tzibor could be Shol Tzrachayim even in the first three brachos. And we do it all the time. What does Tosos says? Zachreina L'chaim. We do that during Saras Yimei Tshuva. That's Shol Tzrachav. Yeah, the Tzrachim of the Tzibor. That you're allowed to do. And he says, Yalav Yavo, also, Tzibur, that you're allowed to do. But personal requests, not in the first three, not in the last three. Ela Be'em Soyos, keep all personal requests in the middle brachas. To Amar Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Chanin explained as follows. Rishonos, Doma Le'evet Shemesader Shevach L'Vnei Rabbo. In the first three brachas, you're like an Eved who's arranging the praise of his master, that you're saying as much praise as you can in an organized way. And Tzayyos, Doma Le'evet Shemvakish Prasmin Rabbo. In the middle section of Shemona Esrei, you are asking for specifics. Hashem, here is my list of things that I want. Achronos, in the last section, Doma Le'evet Shekibel Pras Mirabo V'Niftar V'Holichlo. That is the thank you note that you write at the end. You already received your gift, and you say thank you very much, and you go on your way. The Mabit points out, have you really received your gift? Do you know what the answer is? You daven for Parnassa. So unless a bag of money, you know, with the dollar sign on the outside came down from Shemayim, do I know that I got my Parnassa? Do I know that I've received my gift? I don't know. So he says, yes, you do know, because the ultimate gift in anything, and the whole point of tefillah, is closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So close to the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yachal, and that he's worthy of asking, because you only ask one who you believe is capable of providing. You wouldn't ask someone who's poor for $1,000. You would ask someone who's rich for so you only ask someone who you believe is capable of providing. That creates a sense of bitachon, a sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gift has been received. Whatever the answer is to the specific request, the ultimate gift has been received. Niftar v'holichlo. Tan Rabban, Maisa b'Talmud Echad. There was a story of a certain Talmud, Sheyar, the Pnei Ateva, Pnei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Maruch Yosemidai. He was davening Faranamun in front of Rabbi Elazar, and he was davening way too long. Amalei Talmidov, so the Talmidim started complaining. Rabbeinu, Kama Archon Huzeh. This guy davened so long, it's crazy. Amalehem, Klu Maruch Yosem Moshe Rabbeinu, Tichsiv Be'ez Arbaim Yom V'Sarbaim Laila. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for 40 days, 40 nights, so this is pretty good. Count your blessings. Shuv Maisa B'Talmud Echad, another story. Sherov Nev David B'Nei Reb Lazar, again, same base medrash. Apparently Reb Lazar didn't think of the idea of putting up a little card with the times. Get to Baruch Hu at this time, and get to, you know, in the shuls you have like that. You have to time it exactly right to pace the person. He didn't think of that. So this Talmud was davening way too short. So Amalei Talmud of Kamakatsun was there. Talmudim said this guy's davening way too short. Amalei Klum Mekatsur Yosir Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you think he's davening any shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? Tchsiv Kelna Revan Allah. His sister is very ill. And what does he do? Kelna Rafan Allah. That's it. Five words, his whole tefillah. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Kol HaMevakesh Racham HaChavero Ein Sarach LaAzkir Shemo. In general, another thing we learn from that tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, is that not only is sometimes brevity a maila, but also that you don't have to mention the name of the person you're davening for all the time. Shnemar Kelna Rafan Allah, Lo Kamatir Shema to Miriam, and he never mentioned Miriam's name when he davened for her. So you see, you don't always have to mention the name of the person that you're davening for. It's also an interesting Musar in this Gemara. It's the same Talmidim that were complaining. This guy davens too long, this guy davens too short. People often think tefillah is too long when I get bored, when he's davening a little longer than me. It's too short when he davens a little shorter than me. Just perfect, that's what I do. Whatever I do, that's the perfect ideal tefillah. Different people have a different ideal tefillah. Okay, main points over here. The first three brachos of Shemona Esrei are Shevach. The middle ones are where we ask our needs, Shol Tzrachav, And the final three are after we've received our gift, saying thank you. And then, no matter how long or short one davens, he's no longer or shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu. I guess we've got a lot of main points over here. Two things we learned from Kelna Rafanala is that you could daven really short, and that you don't have to mention the name of the chola. Tan Rabbanan, Eile brachos shadam shoche bahem. The following are the brachos that one is supposed to bow during the brachos. Ba'avos tchila v'sof, beginning and end of avos. Ba'hoda'a tchila v'sof, beginning and end of hoda'a. V'imbal shoch v'sof chol bracha bracha v'tchilas chol bracha bracha. If he decides that he wants to bow more frequently, we tell him you can't do that. Why not? What do we have to lose? So he wants to be extra machmir. What's wrong with such a chumrah? Tosfos points out, Vim Tomar, V'yishchem mabekach. Let the guy bow. What's it our problem? Why is it no skin off my back if the guy wants to bow? V'yishchem shalyovelach or divrechom shalyom kolechad machmir kumoshu rotze. If everyone does their own thing about bowing whenever they want, people will think that it's purely a matter of personal choice of when you want to bow. They're not going to realize that there is a minimum, that there is these four spots where one has to bow. They'll think it's purely a matter of personal choice, and that's why it is not a good chumrah. Yes, a hedyot bows four times and only four times. Kohen gadol, b'sof kol bracha bracha. Kohen gadol can bow at the end of each and every bracha. V'amelech, tchilas kol bracha bracha, v'sof kol bracha bracha. Beginning and end of every bracha. An amazing Rashi, top Rashi. Kohen gadol b'sof kol bracha, kol mashu gadol b'yoser, sarich lahachnia ulahashpil atzmo. The greater the person's stature, the more he has to be careful to lower himself and make sure that he is properly humble. That someone who is already low, so it's not so hard to be humble. But as a person is being thrown, kavod, and also he's got to be careful to make sure that he's going to be able to remain humble. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, that's what bowing is. Bowing is humbling yourself. That's what someone asked me, Talmud asked me, he's getting engaged tonight. Could he go down on one knee if to propose? So is there any isser in that? Is that like a chukas akum type of thing? So the argument that it's not chukas akum is that it's a universal sign of submission. So it's not necessarily about a guy. It's because the goyim do, because of some sort of a desire basis or whatever. It's saying I'm submitting the rest of my life to you. I'm submitting all my loyalty to you and all my. So it's a universal sign of submission to bow or to go down on one knee. The question whether that's the ideal relationship that we're trying to model is just absolute submission. Maybe there are other ways of describing a proper husband-wife relationship than submission. That seems like, I don't know, just not the right word to use. But anyway, so that's at least a discussion. So bowing is humbling yourself. So says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yisrael Menachmein, the didim farshli minei de Rabbi Shoba Levi. Rabbi Shoba Levi explained to me, Hedyot kamo shamarnu. Hedyot, only those four bowings. Kohen gadol, tchilas kol bracha bracha. Kohen gadol, beginning of every bracha, Hamelech kivin shakara shuvin azokev. A king, once he bows, stays down. Shnem Ravi kachalos Shlomo lispalel kamil tefilim zbeach Hashem michra al birkat. That when did Shlomo Melech get up? When his tefillah was over. But until then, he was bowing the whole time. So main point number one over here: a hedyot bows four times, a kohen gadol at the beginning of every bracha, and a melech machlokas, either beginning and end of every bracha, or he remains bowed the entire time.